This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The New York Police Department learned a lesson this week about social media. The NYPD asked the public to tweet photos of New Yorkers standing next to police officers with the hashtag MyNYPD. Well, to put it charitably, it took on a life of its own. New York's finest didn't get the meme they wanted, and now it spread to Los Angeles and Chicago. Dan Bobkoff reports on hashtag hijacking. This wasn't the first time it's happened, and it probably won't be the last.
I'm sure it sounded like a good idea at the time, but this being both New York and social media, the NYPD didn't get quite what it expected.
Part of me is kind of incredulous. I mean, didn't they expect that they were going to get this kind of backlash?
Ann Hanley is a social media expert. What the NYPD got instead were scores of pictures of New Yorkers who appear to be abused, beaten, even run over by officers. Some of the photos may be old or misleading, but Hanley says the NYPD fell into a trap that has sunk many a social media campaign before it.
You know, you can't get people to talk about how great you are on Twitter.
The NYPD could have learned something from McDonald's experience 2 years ago.
Because people are sick of spin.
Howard Fensel of the crisis communications firm Hennis Painter says McDonald's wanted people to send in nice comments with the hashtag McDStories. But
the trolls came out of the woodwork with, you know, my brother found a fake fingernail in his French fries, hashtag McDStories.
Some companies have more success jumping into what everyone is already talking about on Twitter. After Colorado legalized marijuana, Ben & Jerry's got laughs tweeting a picture of empty ice cream shelves. But if you're big and important, the public just might be itching to knock you down a peg, says Jay Baer of the social media consultancy Convince and Convert.
The police department, McDonald's, right? So you talk about taking it to the man. Not every organization is, quote unquote, the man.
Baer says social media doesn't create hate. It just uncovers it. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.